California's biggest fire of the year grows to sixth largest in state's history. An arson-caused fire in Northern California had grown to nearly 600 square miles July 29, becoming one of the fastest-growing fires and the sixth largest in state history. Fire officials say the park fire, burning mostly in Tehama and Butte counties, was 12% contained and had consumed 111 homes and buildings and damaged six others by July 29, as almost 5,000 firefighting personnel were on site. No injuries or deaths were reported as fire crews continued to protect several small, rural communities north of Chico and west of Lassen and Plumas National Forests. While the burn covered a significant amount of land, mostly in Tehama County, the area is sparsely populated. Small rural communities east of Highway 99 remained in the path of the fire. In Tehama County, where the fire had scorched nearly 500 square miles, Sheriff Dave Kane said the fire has taken a toll on his department and the community. "This is a significant impact to our department and our county," Mr. Kane said Monday. "The entire eastern portion of our county is on fire. Crews from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection were cutting fire lines to keep the blaze from shifting with the afternoon winds. Over the past 24 hours of the fire, we've seen significant changes," Cal Fire Operations Section Chief Mark Brunton said at a news conference Monday afternoon. "With a change of weather, we've seen increased fire activity. Nearly 40 helicopters and several aircraft were helping firefighters in hard-to-reach areas. Some 4,200 homes and structures were still threatened, as nearly 4,500 residents were ordered to leave their residences since the fire started July 24. We need resources." One evacuee from Butte County said he's been at the center for 3 days with his small dog and urged others to exercise caution to stay safe and help prevent more fires. "It's very real. Take it seriously," Ralph Schneider told the Epoch Times. "Be very careful." With thousands of residents under evacuation orders and many struggling financially, he said more help needs to arrive soon. "We need resources and more money to help those who need food or gas," Mr. Schneider said. "But we need oversight to make sure it's going where it's supposed to." Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency Saturday in Butte and Tehama counties, making it easier for the state to get federal assistance to fight the fire and for recovery efforts. Although thousands of residents remained under evacuation orders, the evacuation warning was lifted Monday afternoon for the town of Paradise, a small community that was nearly wiped out in the Camp Fire of 2018 that killed 85 people and destroyed more than 6,700 buildings. A retired couple who was asked to evacuate from Paradise on July 25 by Cal Fire because of their limited mobility said they're grateful for the community's support. "People are really accommodating, all helping one another," Frank Liuzza, who is taking shelter at the Chico Evacuation Center with his wife, told the Epoch Times. He said they're looking forward to going back home in a few days once officials tell them it's safe to return. "Residents of Paradise since 1998, they lost their house in the Camp Fire and just moved back into their rebuilt home 8 months ago. It was very harrowing. We just barely got out of there with our lives," Mr. Liuzza said about his experience with the deadliest fire in California history. "And now this situation happens. It's very traumatizing." Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia was pleased to lift some of the evacuation orders, he said. "I think things are moving in the right direction, and I'm pleased with the progress that is being made," Mr. Honia said Monday afternoon. In Shasta County, north of Tehama County, the fire has caused some evacuations in the western region, but evacuation orders and warnings were eased, according to Sheriff Michael Johnson. "Several people have been arrested for felony violations for staying behind in evacuated and closed areas," Mr. Johnson said. "It's a pretty pathetic thing when you've got criminals out there looting houses," he said. "We have zero tolerance for that." Park closed. Lassen Volcanic National Park, inside Lassen National Forest, was closed in response to the fire. Campgrounds in the park were evacuated Sunday and reservations were canceled, the Park Service announced. All park employees have been evacuated, the national park posted on X Sunday. The fire could reach Manzanita Lake, a popular fishing, kayaking, and hiking spot, according to park officials. Highway 89 through the park was closed to the public and was only open as an evacuation route. Recreation at the park, which is known for its hydrothermal sites and acres of bubbling mud pots, was also prohibited due to extreme fire danger, according to the National Park Service. Suspect arraigned. Butte County District Attorney Michael Ramsey planned to file arson charges Monday against Ronnie Dean Stout II, 42, of Chico, who is suspected of starting the fire by pushing his mother's burning car into a ravine at a city park in Chico on July 24. Mr. Stout's arraignment was scheduled for Monday afternoon in Butte County Superior Court. Details about the charges and the suspect's plea were not available at press time. Cooler temps. The weather in the region improved slightly Monday with cooler temperatures reaching into the mid-80s and lighter winds of around 10 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour expected in the afternoon. Higher humidity also reached the area, bringing more moisture to the fire, according to National Weather Service meteorologist Bakery Anderson in the Sacramento office. "We're seeing more moisture over the fire today and tomorrow, and even into Wednesday," Mr. Anderson told the Epoch Times. Temperatures were expected to rise later this week and into the weekend, starting Thursday, when they could reach into the mid-90s, he added. Smoke fills region. Smoke from the fire was traveling north and northeast toward Nevada, bringing unhealthy levels of air quality to some communities. Some rural areas northeast and northwest of the fire were suffering from unhealthy air quality conditions as smoke traveled through the area, according to the National Weather Service's Fire and Smoke Map. Hazardous air quality was measured in Shingletown, Old Station, Chester, and Westwood. Residents were asked to avoid all outdoor physical activity to protect themselves from breathing in the smoke. Millville, Palo Cedro, Redding, Fall River Mills, and Susanville's air quality was registered as unhealthy and residents were cautioned to reduce outdoor activity and consider staying inside. A smoke alert was issued for Redding, which recorded unhealthy levels of smoke.